Silicon Valley titan Mark Andreessen, Biden White House plan to take total control of AI. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 10, 2024. Silicon Valley legend Mark Andreessen, the general partner of Andreessen Horowitz, says he attended absolutely horrifying meetings where President Joe Biden's government vowed to take complete control over AI technology. "We had meetings in D.C. in May where we talked to them about this, and the meetings were absolutely horrifying, and we came out basically deciding we had to endorse Trump," Andreessen said during a recent episode of the Honestly with Barry Weiss podcast. Watch below. After being asked to elaborate on these meetings, Andreessen replied, "They said, look, AI is a technology basically that the government is going to completely control." These meetings would presumably have included Kamala Harris, who Biden named as AI czar in 2023. "This is not going to be a startup thing," Andreessen added. "They actually said flat out to us, don't fund AI startups. It's not something that we're going to allow to happen. They're not going to be allowed to exist. There's no point." They basically said AI is going to be a game of two or three big companies working closely with the government, Andreessen said. "I'm paraphrasing, but, they said, we are basically going to wrap them in a government cocoon." Andreessen added that in these meetings, the Biden government conveyed, "We're going to protect them from competition. We're going to control them, and we're going to dictate what they do." The Andreessen Horowitz partner went on to say that he replied to government officials, saying, "I don't understand how you're going to lock this down so much. Because the math for AI is like, out there, and it's being taught everywhere." And they literally said, "Well, during the Cold War, we classified entire areas of physics and took them out of the research community. And entire branches of physics basically went dark and didn't proceed. And if we decide we need to, we're going to do the same thing to the math underneath AI," he added. "And I said, I just learned two very important things. Because I wasn't aware of the former, and I wasn't aware that you were even conceiving of doing it to the later." And so, they basically said, "Yeah, we're going to take total control of the entire thing," Andreessen said. He suggested that the Biden government was seeking total and complete control of AI under the guise of safety issues and to the extent that this stuff is relevant to the military. Adding, "There's also the social control aspect to it, which is where the censorship stuff comes." Andreessen explained this would be the exact same dynamic we've had with social media censorship, and how it's basically been weaponized, and how the government became entwined with social media censorship, which is one of the real scandals of the last decade, and a real constitutional problem. "That is happening at hyperspeed in AI," Andreessen said. "And these are the same people who have been using social media censorship against their political enemies. These are the same people who have been doing debanking against their political enemies, and I think they want to use AI the same way." The third issue, Andreessen said, is that this generation of Democrats, the ones in the White House under Biden, they became very anti-capitalist. And they want to go back to much more of a centralized, controlled, planned economy. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.